Time to talk kids sports, the Civic Stadium Project, big day approaching, and what better way in person to get it all covered than the executive director of kids sports. You can follow on Twitter. Her handle's at kidsportsbev. You can follow kids sports for life. And as you may have guessed, let's welcome in Bev Smith. Bev, good afternoon. How are things with you these days?
Hi, Steve. Great to be on. Thank you for having me. And things are going well. It's very busy. We have, obviously, it's football and soccer season with volleyball and basketball just around the corner. So lots of activities and lots of things going on for kids, for sure.
So from the time flies file and me being wrong, never going out of style, back in 2015, the Eugene Civic Alliance raised just over $4 million to purchase the site, 10 acres. Let's fast forward even past today. The event coming up Sunday, what's taking place, and have you had to pinch yourself to be like, wow, this is real?
Yeah, very incredible, Steve. We are working so hard, and then, you know, having a program like Kids Sports up and running, our core program, we really, I know a lot of our group with Eugene Civic Alliance really hasn't had an opportunity just to kind of get our heads up and realize what's happening on Sunday. We've prepared, our community has been incredible in their investment in this project, and so we are breaking ground on Sunday, October 7th at 2 p.m. at Civic Park. And we're pretty darn excited about it. But we, you know, I personally haven't had time to really just even think about it. And I think if I did take that time, it would certainly be overwhelming for me. And we still have a lot of work to do. So I think we're just seeing this as a moment to not just see how much farther we have to go, but also to take a little bit back of a look to see how far we've come.
You know, on the website, folks could go EugeneCivicAlliance.org. I read a story that I got to tell you, I wasn't aware because, you know, efforts like this, I don't have to tell you, doesn't happen like magic. There's always a catalyst. So explain what you witnessed in the early spring of 2015, where you were at a facility and you had to cancel basketball games. And that, in a lot of ways, kind of ignited you to be part of such a massive undertaking.
Yes. You know, we have some facilities in this community. Our partnership with the schools is outstanding, and we had run our volleyball and basketball program out of the Lane County Fairgrounds, which has been a great partner for us as well. Some good, floors that I think were brought in even from Philadelphia that the city and Lane County Fairgrounds purchased to be able to provide some floors for physical recreation and activities and youth sports, and we've used those fairgrounds for our basketball and volleyball. As I mentioned, we still do some volleyball, but we've had to move out of the basketball just because, you know, those are really sort of barns where they show, you know, livestock during the fair, during the summer. And so they do a good job of creating some courts to play on, but the roof is a challenge as it leaks, and therefore we have games when it really downpours hard, no matter what the facility, you know, manager does to keep care of that roof, we have leakage. And so you can't schedule games there if they're going to have to be canceled. And looking at that and looking at the fact that our community is about 8 gymnasiums short to meet the need of our community, I always felt that if we could build a facility, even, you know, a 40,000-square-foot building, which is what the Kids Sports Fieldhouse will be at Civic, with 4 full-size middle school basketball courts, we could really help to meet some of the needs, particularly of our own programs, but of other programs in the community.
So a Sunday's event starts at 2, and you'll have shovels in the ground, just a groundbreaking. But I see you guys have added a unique wrinkle, and to, pun intended, coin a phrase, it's for the kids. What do you have planned?
Well, we have a number of events planned. You know, obviously we're going to have representatives, donors and investors who have really helped us to get to this point. You know, and I think, you know, Steve, this is just as much as it's exciting for our organization and perhaps Eugene Civic Alliance. This is a real community project. We have had, community businesses and community people contribute. It's not a big corporate park. It's a a community park that was built is going to be built by the community. So an incredible accomplishment. And secondly, yeah, we want to make it a place where we will set, you know, the stage for what further things will happen, which is about kids. So we have some events where we'll have representatives from the schools, representatives from the city, our state legislatures, Paul Hovey and Nancy Nathanson, who were really big for us in terms of those lottery-backed bonds, will be there. And we'll have a space and a place for kids to see what's going to be there and also take place in helping us to dig and helping us to find maybe some dark secret treasures of not only Civic of the past, but that of the future as well.
All right. Hoping to find that lost treasure that'll fund the rest of the project.
Exactly.
Tell the kids, here's $5. We got this covered.
Yeah.
Talking about the groundbreaking ceremony, the Eugene Civic Alliance is hosting Sunday afternoon with Bev Smith at Kids Sports. So the folks at Lane Transit, they've partnered with you to do all they can to assure a big turnout. What special steps do the folks need to know who want to take public transportation?
Yeah, Lane Transit District has always been so helpful in terms of getting, you know, kids and families to places for events. And so you can get a free bus pass for people attending the event. You just download and print your pass from the website, Eugene Civic Alliance website. So that's fantastic. And one of the really cool features of this Civic Park is that it is walkable for our community. It is bikeable for our community, and it will continue to be accessible through the Lane Transit District, and that's just fantastic for people having full access to a neighborhood facility. You know, you can bring your car, you can park at Civic, and overflow parking will be available at South Eugene High School. We also have some food and, of course, some Sweet Bay Shave Ice and some Most Wanted Espresso, Steve, for you and I, just to keep us fueled. You know, so there will be some food and beverages for purchase. We'll have some music by Pedal Power. And want to thank, you know, some of our sponsors like KZI, Buck Sanitary Services, Crowd Management Services, and certainly LTD and Jerry's Home Improvement for helping us put on this event free of charge to our community.
No, it looks amazing, and I love how on board everybody is. So let's move to the timeline. You told us what kind of triggered the event, the fundraising. Now we're 72 hours from putting a shovel in the ground. But so what would be next? I assume there's still more fundraising to do. What are the next important steps moving forward?
Yes. Some very important steps. Obviously, we still are in the fundraising capital campaign mode. We are phasing the project. So phase one, which will begin in October 31st, will include building the field house, the field, the turf, all the amenities of parking and access that we need to make it a functional facility. And phase two then will be the building of the grandstand and the seating capacity. The turf field, in the gap between phase one and phase two, once phase one is completed, we will still be able to host events on the turf field. We will be able to bring in temporary seating and some temporary bathrooms to hold events. But again, you know, we'll still continue to fundraise as we build phase one. We're at about between $22.3 and $22.8 million. We still got a ways to go to reach 80% to begin construction in earnest, but we have irons in the fires and we are confident that that will happen. And we've got some great challenge pledges. Our board chair, John Anderson, has challenged our board to raise $2 million by October 31st, and we get $1 million. So anybody that contributes to the Eugene Civic Alliance right now, your gift will be matched by John Anderson. So in the interim of September, from when we were challenged in September, we've already raised $1.1 million, and so we have a few more gifts to get, and this project is on its way to becoming reality.
All right, Bev, let's talk a little kids sports as well. I know, like you said, this time of year, well, like you don't always have 18 million things going on, but registration deadlines, what the folks need to know, clinics, what's coming up where there might be more of a sense of immediacy.
Yeah, immediacy is right around the corner. So our volleyball registration deadline for 6th through 8th grade middle school volleyball is actually tomorrow, Friday, October 10th. It will be open online until Sunday, so you still have, you know, 3 or 4 days to register. Our third through fifth grade volleyball has another week prior to registration deadline of October 12th, as well as our Big Little first and second grade basketball program, which has a registration deadline of October 12th. We also have early bird basketball clinics for our winter program coming up that you can check all of this out at www.kidsports.org.
And, of course, for folks who want to know more about the event on Sunday, 2 o'clock, go to EugeneCivicAlliance.org. Bev, where you are right now is fascinating. I know every time you're on, I say I commend you for it. And it should be an awesome event. And moving forward, of course, being able to add this to the community is going to be absolutely historic. Always appreciate your time. And, you know, whenever you got stuff to talk about, the word needs to get out. We are honored you come by and share it with us.
Well, I appreciate it, Steve, because this is something, you know, the Civic Park, really, a lot of people know about it, but there's still a lot of people that are unaware of it. And so just a chance to come in and talk about it and to talk about it is happening. It's going to happen. We're going to have a cool community neighborhood facility that we can call our own space and place is pretty sweet. So I thank you for allowing us to just get it on the air. And please come by Civic from 2 to 4 on Sunday on the 7th. We'd love to have you there. Jordan Kent's going to be our civic leader in that sense and take us through a pretty good program. So thanks again, Steve. Go Ducks and go Kids.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, Bev. Take care.